Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're turning our focus to Abbott Laboratories, a global healthcare leader known for its diverse range of products, including medical devices, diagnostics, nutritionals, and branded generic pharmaceuticals. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's dive in.
Abbott Laboratories has a long history of innovation and leadership in healthcare, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and loss aversion influence their decision-making, especially in areas like R and product portfolio management?
Overconfidence plays a significant role in Abbott's approach to R and product development. Given its history of successful innovations, such as the Freestyle Libre glucose monitoring system, Abbott may have a strong belief in its ability to bring groundbreaking products to market. This confidence drives the company to invest heavily in R, aiming to stay at the forefront of healthcare technology. However, overconfidence can also lead to underestimating the risks or challenges associated with developing new products, which could result in costly setbacks or delays. Loss aversion is another critical factor, particularly in how Abbott manages its product portfolio. The company may be more inclined to focus on protecting and optimizing its existing product lines, especially those that are highly profitable, rather than taking risks on entirely new or unproven markets. This can help preserve revenue but may also limit the company's ability to capitalize on emerging opportunities.
And this focus on leveraging their existing strengths and making calculated investments in R has helped Abbott maintain a strong position in the healthcare sector, appealing to both consumers and investors who value innovation and reliability.
Exactly. Abbott's strategic use of overconfidence in innovation and loss aversion in portfolio management appeals to investors looking for a company that can drive consistent growth while managing risks effectively. However, this approach also means that Abbott must carefully balance innovation with risk management, particularly as the healthcare industry evolves rapidly.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Abbott Laboratories. As a global healthcare company with a diverse range of products, DEI is particularly important for Abbott. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Abbott's approach to DEI is essential, especially as the company operates in over 160 countries and serves a diverse patient population. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Abbott's ability to innovate and develop products that meet the needs of diverse populations. A diverse workforce brings different perspectives and experiences to product development, which can lead to more effective and inclusive healthcare solutions. For investors, Abbott's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with global societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Abbott attract and retain top talent, which is crucial for maintaining its competitive edge in the global healthcare industry.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in healthcare, where the ability to address the needs of diverse populations is vital to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Abbott not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of patients, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Abbott operates in a wide range of healthcare sectors, from diagnostics to nutrition. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Abbott's global strategy involves tailoring its products and services to meet the specific needs of different markets while maintaining its core focus on healthcare innovation and patient outcomes. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse regions. Abbott's ability to navigate complex regulatory environments, such as differing healthcare regulations and standards, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with cultural differences, regulatory challenges, and economic fluctuations. By staying attuned to local needs and adapting its product offerings, Abbott can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Abbott, especially as they face competition from both local healthcare companies and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and effectiveness in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Abbott's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a strong competitor in the global healthcare industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global health needs, technological advancements, and regulatory environments.
Now, let's compare Abbott to other companies in the healthcare industry, like Johnson & Johnson, Medtronic, and Pfizer. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Abbott's dynamics are often compared to other healthcare giants like Johnson & Johnson, Medtronic, and Pfizer, particularly in their approach to innovation, portfolio management, and global expansion. Abbott's emphasis on diversified healthcare products from diagnostics to nutrition positions it as a versatile player in the industry, appealing to investors looking for stability and growth across multiple sectors. Johnson & Johnson, with its focus on pharmaceuticals, medical devices, and consumer health products, appeals to investors who value a broad and diversified healthcare portfolio. Medtronic, known for its expertise in medical devices, attracts those looking for specialized innovation in healthcare technology. Pfizer, with its strong presence in pharmaceuticals and vaccines, appeals to investors interested in cutting-edge drug development and global health impact. Abbott's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, global adaptability, and a strong focus on patient outcomes, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the healthcare sector.
And unlike Medtronic, which has a more focused approach on medical devices, Abbott's strength lies in its diversified portfolio across various healthcare segments, appealing to a broader base of consumers and investors.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Abbott, the focus on innovation, diversification, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the healthcare industry.
To sum up, Abbott's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their R strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Abbott's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. Hey.